Now, Snappers, I want you to do me a favor. Say something. Say anything you want to out loud. You can even whisper it if need be. And now, imagine that that was the last full sentence you'll ever say for the rest of your life.
This is one of the sounds of my father speaking. My father can't speak like he used to.
Nothing.
He used to talk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He used to talk a lot. He used to pin me in the corner of the kitchen and force me into political debates I didn't want to have. My father was always right. Right wing and right in your face. On a March morning nearly 9 years ago, I got a phone call at 5 a.m. My dad was in the hospital. He'd had a stroke. We didn't know what to expect while we waited for him to open his eyes. When he finally did, he looked up and said two words.
Let's go.
Let's go. He couldn't go anywhere, though. He was paralyzed on his left side. The paralysis lasted less than a day. What remains is aphasia. So you're writing down aphasia? And you wrote down stroke. My father writes a lot. He usually carries a pen and a pad of paper, but when he forgets, he writes words in the air with his finger. In order to hear what my father says, you have to read him. Society. Steve equals feeble mind. So you're saying that in society, when you went out, people treated like you had a feeble mind?
Yeah.
Do you have a feeble mind?
Oh, no.
Unless people with aphasia have someone to translate their thoughts into words, they're trapped. My father figured this out through his own silent struggle. How long did it take us to talk about it to the extent where you felt that you were being listened to? So you spent 5 years with aphasia?
Yeah.
With people not even acknowledging that it had happened?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Yeah, oh, good.
When he first had the stroke and needed me to listen, I was too overwhelmed by fear, sorrow, resentment. I felt as though I had lost him, not just his voice. It wasn't until he started using us, his family, as sounding boards, mirrors for facial expressions and gestures. It wasn't until he started to speak through us that I understood he hadn't gone anywhere at all. You were a sales manager.
Yes, yeah.
You made a lot of money.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. My father made $150,000 a year when he was working in sales. Now, he gets a disability pension of $890 per month. So all of a sudden, you had this stroke, and for the first 3 years of your stroke, you were trying to sort out maybe the difference between that type of life.
Yes, thank you, yes.
So you're trying to sort out the difference between that kind of life where you were always number one and whatever you wanted to do, you could just accomplish it.
Yes.
And then here you were.
Nothing.
You put your hands out and you just said nothing. Steve, then you just drew a line. And a line above it. And then a line above it. And then a line above it. And then a line above it. With every line my father draws, I think of the time he must have sat silent, putting himself into context, pulling himself back together. And now you've drawn a pyramid with strong at the top.
Yeah.
Without words, he was left in a place where self-esteem mattered more than self-importance, and he had to accept that there were things beyond his control. Aphasia. You've learned to love aphasia.
Yeah, good.
So you're saying in the acceptance of it.
Sure.
Accepting it.
Yes.
I'm going to keep throwing out words and you tell me if I'm right, okay? Understanding.
Yeah.
Yielding.
Yes, yeah.
Wow. What made you able to sort of move towards loving something that took something away from you?
Yeah.
Do you feel that it gave something back?
Yeah.
What did it give back? It gave back love.
Yeah.
How did it give back love?
I love you. Good. Thank you. Good.
It's strange to hear my dad thank me for speaking his words. He can't talk the way he once did. But we've discovered a new language. And he's wrote your name, Steve Goff. Joy. Minute?
Yes.
Oh. You just go minute to minute. Joy, minute to minute.
Good.
Same philosophy.
Yes.
Teresa.
Well,
yeah.
I try to go minute to minute, but...
Let's go.
Still live with joy?
Yes.
That's hard.
I know. I know.
I want to thank Teresa and Stephen Goff so very, very much for sharing their story with The Snap. To hear the full-length documentary that won Teresa a Third Coast Radio Impact Award, we're going to have a link to the original piece in so many words on our website, snapjudgment.org. And big thanks as well to Julia DeWitt for bringing us that story.